जय जय प्रभु
नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण कृष्णाय पतये श्रीमद् गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी प्रभु पाद नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चच देश तारिणे ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सद्वदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाश अदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 20, Canto 10, the Summon Bonum, Chapter 32, the Reunion, and text number 20, right? Today also is Shivash Pandit's appearance day. He's one of the Panchatattva, so we will discuss a little bit also about Shivash Pandit and about boat festival. Why are we doing this and what is this all about? Nahang tu sakyo bhajato pijantum. Bhajami amisham anubrite britaye. Yatadano labda dhane vinaste tachintayanyan nibrito na veda. Nahang tusakyo bhajato pijantum. Bhajami ami samanu briti vitaye. Yatadano labdha dane vinaste. Tachintayanyang nibrito na veda. Naham tusakyo bhajato pijantum. Bhajami amisang anubritti brittaye. Yutadano labda dane binaste. Tachintayanyang nibrito na veda. Aniruddha Prabhu, make the chant. Or Shruti Prabhu. Bhajato bhijantam bhajami amisam anubriti vitaye tadano labdha dane binaste tachintayanyam nibrito na vedha. Mataji, Naham tu sankyo bhajato vijantam. Bhajami amisam anubriti vitaye. Yutadano labdhadane vinaste. Chaintayanyam mibito na vedha. Naham tu sakyo bhajato pijantam. Bhajami amisam anubriti pitaye. Tadano labde dane vinaste. Word for word meaning. Na. Do not, aham, I, to, on the other hand, sakya, O friends, bhajata, worshipping, api, even, jantun, with living beings, bhajami, reciprocate, amisham, there, anubriti, propensity for pure love. Britaye, in order to impel. Yata, just as. Adana, a poor man. Labdha, having obtained. Dhane, wealth. Vinaste, and it being lost. Tat, of that, chintaya, with anxious thoughts, and yet anything else, nibrita, filled, naveda, does not know. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. But the reason I do not immediately reciprocate the affection of living beings, even when they worship me, O gopis, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. They then become like a poor man who has gained some wealth and then lost it. And who thus becomes so anxious about it that he can think of nothing else? Please repeat. But the reason I do not immediately reciprocate the affection of living beings, even when they worship me, O gopis, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. They then become like a poor man who has gained some wealth and then lost it, and who thus becomes so anxious about it that he can think of nothing else. Purport. Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Yeya tamang prapadyante tamstataiva bhajami aham. As people approach me, I reciprocate with them accordingly. Yet, even if the Lord is approached by someone with devotion to intensify the devotee's love, the Lord may not immediately reciprocate fully. In fact, the Lord is truly reciprocating. After all, a sincere devotee always prays to the Lord, "Please help me to love you purely." Therefore, the Lord's so-called neglect is actually the fulfillment of the devotee's prayer. Lord Krishna intensifies our love for Him by apparently separating Himself from us. And the result is that we achieve what we really wanted and prayed for: intense love for the Absolute Truth, Krishna. Thus, Lord Krishna's apparent negligence is actually His thoughtful reciprocation and the fulfillment of our deepest and purest desire. According to the Acharyas, as Lord Krishna began to speak this verse, the gopis looked at one another with squinting eyes, trying to hide the smiles breaking out on their faces. Even as Lord Krishna was speaking, the gopis had begun to realize that He was bringing them to the highest perfection of loving service. Jai. Hare Krishna. This very intense loving affairs between Lord Krishna and the gopis is the highest to be realized only by those who are pure in their hearts. It's not possible as long as we are contaminated with lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, that we can come to the realization. Now we're hearing what is the intent of Lord Krishna. Why was it that He did not reciprocate immediately, even though the separation and meeting, this is the integral part of Krishna consciousness between Lord Krishna and His devotees. Everything revolves in this understanding. Even in the spiritual world, there is also separation and meeting between Lord Krishna and His devotees. And here in the material world, Krishna also exemplifies these pastimes to enhance and ultimately attract the conditioned souls to go back home, back to Godhead. Because this is the main purpose is in the purport says, the devotee's prayer is only to intensify his love towards the Supreme Lord. And we will not be able to attain that intensity not until we feel that separation. Like the gopis. Now, Prabhupada says, separation means, with Krishna, means you know Krishna is in your heart. If you don't realize that Krishna is in your heart, then there is no such thing as feeling of separation. And because you are feeling separation, actually you are always with Krishna at the same time. Because you know that Krishna is in your heart. Here also, Krishna knows what's going on. Krishna can see the pangs, the separation. That the gopis were in that unmada platform. Almost lost their consciousness. Almost lost. This is what he called intensified madness. Unmada. They were so mad when Krishna left. Because this part of the Bhagavatam is also the most difficult to understand. But Prabhupada says also that if we want to attain love of God, we should understand this in proper perspective. I was hesitant to when we crossed the 13th chapter of the Bhagavatam. I was hesitant, even in the management side, to continue on. I said, no, we should just stop. Because when we come to this part, what are we going to do? Then I asked one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and he says, yes, you can go on, but it should be also look in the proper perspective. Because it's like last night, somehow or other, I have this copy of Govinda Lilamrita. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he says, I want to publish this book. He told his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, okay, you can publish, but only one copy. For yourself only. But somehow, you can go to Loy Bazaar. I did not buy this book. Somehow I got a hold. I don't know how. Because this is the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's explanation of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And I check, I look into this in the beginning of Rasa Dance. And when I look at it, it's very frightening, actually. And Neophyte, if he reads this, he will compare Krishna as an ordinary person and Radharani as an ordinary girl. The description there, please don't read it, not until you are in the purified state. I just glimpse at it and I say, no, it's too much for me. But here, Srila Prabhupada, and also in his Krishna book, he gave us ultimately, immediately, the Krishna book, the 10th canto, and here, based from the previous acharyas, we're able to understand a little bit of the dealings between Lord Krishna and the gopis, who are the topmost devotees of the Supreme Lord. How they reciprocate with each other is beyond our comprehension. We just have to rely on the explanations coming from the previous acharyas because we are not on that platform of purity to see actually. But because they explain it in such a way that we can understand, then we can appreciate and ultimately we become purified. So we're here for our purification. It's not that in Krishna Balaram Mandir we talk about this. But somehow, we want to finish the whole Srimad Bhagavatam after the 12th canto. Then we are in this part. And here especially Lord Krishna is telling the gopis that actually I reciprocate to everyone. Yeya tamam prapajante tam sataiva bhajami aham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Even indirectly, surrendering to Lord Krishna through the demigods, Krishna also is the one who's giving all of these benedictions through the demigods to the worshippers. And those who worship the demigods, they can easily receive the boon or benedictions that they are wishing for. Like Lord Shiva, Ashutosh, very easily pleased. He can worship Lord Shiva with Baal leaf. And he can be pleased. Even the demons, the demigods, they can get their benedictions so easily. But then it says here that those devotees who are pure in their heart, when they worship Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna doesn't reciprocate immediately. As if he's ignoring, indifference. Okay, whether you worship me or not, I don't really notice you. But actually, he's noticing us. He's just waiting for the right moment. He's waiting for the right time to reciprocate, where the intensity goes so high is almost madness, like the gopis. But Krishna says, actually, I'm with you all the time. I know what's going on, but I don't react immediately to intensify our desire for more purity in our loving exchange with the Supreme Lord. So sometimes devotees, they will become what you may say, not. They cannot wait. They cannot wait for the reciprocation of the Lord. Some may say, Maharaj, I've been chanting for a long time. I don't see I'm making any progress. I don't know whether Krishna is giving his blessings to me or not. But I will continue on. Asabanda. Hope against hope. This is what Srila Rupa Goswami is telling us. This is how we can really obtain Krishna, attain Krishna Prema. To hope against hope. It's hopeless. But we should hope that ultimately Krishna will reciprocate. Patience must be there. Patience. It doesn't matter how much long we are in Krishna consciousness. The most important thing is our intention. Why are we here? We should ask ourselves, why am I here for? Am I here for some comfort, some shelter, some luxury? Or I'm here actually to attain Krishna's love? So in this way, it depends on how we proceed towards Lord Krishna, how faster we want to really approach Him. And we've heard this many times. If we take one step towards Lord Krishna, how many steps Lord Krishna comes to us? 10 steps? Maybe 9 or 8? Whatever. Much more. Yeah, he's like 14-footer. So Lord Krishna performed these different pastimes throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the 10th canto. In other parts with his devotees, who are also have love, but the purest of them all are the Brajabasis. And in the 10th canto, Krishna performed so many pastimes in different ages. Sometimes the gopis will imitate these pastimes to remember him. Some, it says favorable, two types. Favorable, and the other one is favorable and also unfavorable. Both. The favorable one is compared to the pastimes of Lord Krishna stealing the garments of the gopis. Seemingly, it is unfavorable, they're taking away clothes, but then they become more closer because they want to be also a wife of Lord Krishna. Mm-hmm. It is forbidden to take away somebody's clothes, but Krishna is beyond moral. He's beyond any rules and regulations, and again, he did this to intensify the love of the gopis. The unfavorable one is the killing of Putana. But they will perform these pastimes. Yogamaya, Purnamasi will also play the role of Putana, and one gopi will play the role of Lord Krishna, sucking the life air of Putana, being played by Purnamasi or Yogamaya. So, the pastimes are there. The person who is really in love with Krishna, even though he knows Krishna is present before him or her, he'll understand that actually Krishna is there. The more we feel separation from Krishna, the more we get closer to Krishna. If we are not feeling any separation, then how can we get closer to Krishna? And how we can get closer to Krishna? Again, follow the process. Prabhupada has chalked out for us to follow. This feeling of separation is very intense. Prabhupada says, to feel separation from the spiritual master or Krishna is very good position. That means one who is in pure love with Krishna and his representative spiritual master, he thinks always of them. Just like if you have a loved one, even in the material platform, let's say you're very attached to your family, like mother or father. They may be very far away. So you're also always thinking of them. Even though you're here practicing Krishna consciousness, wherever you may be in a certain part of the world, and they're very far away, you're always thinking of them. That means you're very close to them. If you don't care about your parents or your friends or so-called loved ones, then you will not think of them. Not possible. So, this thinking process is Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says. If we can think always of Krishna, even in separation, that is Krishna consciousness. And on the absolute platform, there is no difference of separation and meeting. Actually, separation, there is the feeling of or anticipation of meeting the loved ones makes that person becomes more ecstatic, more blissful than meeting. I've heard a story also, even like Krishna and Radharani, they're together, but then they will think that they're not together. They're already face to face, but then they will say, oh, where is Krishna? Or where is Radharani? Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who played the role of Srimati Radharani. When he came to Jagannath Puri, he fell unconscious when he saw Jagannath, who played the role of Shyam. And no one can understand. Everyone is thinking, oh, this is not good. Sannyasi, oh, he must be pretending only. Then when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took some cotton, there is no pulse, no nadhi. But then some cotton, just to check whether this person is still alive. He put this near the nostril and he can see that some fibers of the cotton going, moving. So immediately he took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the last few years of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, he spent 24 years in Navadvip as a grihastha. After taking sannyas, he traveled for 6 years. 18 years in Jagannath Puri, but the last 12 years, this is the most intense, especially in Gambira. That feeling of separation, no one can understand except his associates. He would scratch his face on the wall. He is Krishna himself in the mode of a devotee, just to exemplify and show us that this is how a devotee is. What is the meaning of a devotee means? And Prabhupada says, if you are not feeling separation from Krishna, that means still there's something that needs to be worked inside. And a person who is feeling separation from Krishna, he cannot live even for a moment. He will die. So we can check ourselves, am I really like feeling separation from Krishna? Or, just recently we have our dear His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj left. And when I've heard that there's a kirtan going on, regular kirtan in his last days, I said, really? Okay, I would like to go. But then I heard, but the ladies are not allowed. So we must have also, we should put ourselves in that position of the Matajis, who are not able to be so close with their spiritual master in the last moment. How much feeling of separation that must be. It is not that Maharaj is being cruel. Actually, he's giving them more special mercy. That mercy given to them is not with the Prabhus. I was just realizing this, how merciful Maharaj is, especially to his disciples, female disciples. Then ultimately Maharaj was with them in the last moment, very last moment, in the end, which again intensifies their love towards their spiritual master. I was like surprised how Maharaj planned it in this way. I know this is my understanding, my realization. It is not that when the guru is gone, business as usual. No. When the guru is gone, it's business more than usual. It's not that, oh, Guru Maharaj is gone, okay. What can I do now? I'm helpless. I'm useless. I cannot do anything. Did the gopis did that? No, they're always looking, searching. And Maharaj is present with us because of his teachings. It's like yesterday I was given this book on Parikrama. So many nice pictures that anyone, especially those who have connection with Maharaj, if they ponder and look about this, they will remember, yeah, I was there. I was there. They can feel the presence, the presence in the present tense. This is Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada also, he's always with us. Especially through his books, through his temples, through chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When one says, oh no, Prabhupada is not here anymore, okay, we're finished, we're gone. That's it, we're hopeless now. No, Prabhupada is there in the presence of his disciples. We can feel the vibration. When Srila Prabhupada is here, we can still feel the remnants of the vibrations from his disciples. Now, what about 20 years from now? Maybe only a handful of them will be here. What's going to happen to us? We are like the next generation. Are we just going to say, oh well, whatever happens, it'll happen. It's okay. Just like, whatever. Maharaj was giving the class the other day. Anyway, whatever. No. We have to be more intense in our execution of bhakti. We have to do this. If we want the prophecy of Srila Prabhupada that our movement will go on for the next 10,000 years, it'll depend on us. So there is no reason of becoming sad. We should be joyful. We should be actually continuously becoming more and more inspired, enthusiastic every day. As soon as our enthusiasm dies out, our inspiration dies out, what's going to happen to us? Then we are a dead person. It'll be boring. No life. But no. We have to continue on. According to the studies, when a movement, the leader of a movement died, after 25 years, the whole, 25 years or less, the whole institution collapsed. But here we are. Prabhupada left 1977 and still is going stronger and stronger, thriving. Why? Because we follow the process. We are hopeful that we also one day attain this level of separation, and then when we meet Krishna, that'll be the day also that we'll continue on with our execution of bhakti. Hare Krishna. So this is this part. Shivash Pandit. Shivash Pandit is none other than Narad Muni. In the Panchatattva, you must have seen picture of Panchatattva, or you must have been to Mayapur. Now, Shivash Pandit is in the rightmost part of the Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Shivas. Now, Shivash Pandit, he may look like a younger than Lord Chaitanya, isn't it? You may think so, but it is not. Shivash Pandit, he had three more brothers, Srinidhi, Srihari, and another person, another devotee. They're from Srihatta. And actually, they're like contemporaries of Jagannath Misra. They're friends, which means elder. The wife of Shivash Pandit, Malini, she is a good friend also of Mother Sachi. They would hear every day, the four brothers, in the house of Advaita Acharya. Every day. Srimad Bhagavatam, and they will do kirtan. Later on, oh yes, there is this one girl, Narayani. Very young, four-year-old girl. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will also say, chant Krishna, Krishna. So she will also chant Krishna, Krishna. And because she is very advanced also, that while chanting Krishna, Krishna, she will feel so much spiritual bliss and ecstasy, and she will roll in the ground. There is one also in the house of Shivash Pandit. Now, this is called Shivash Angam. Shivash Angam is none different than Rasa Stali, or the place where Krishna and the gopis perform their Rasa Leela. This is where the nocturnal kirtan will be going on every night. No one is able to enter unless you are invited or you are qualified to be there in the kirtan. Because one who is not pure, again, one may misunderstood what's going on. Because it's very intense. Even in late, middle of the night, they will do kirtan. And early morning, they will stop. This is the place also, Shiva's Angam, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu and manifest his Mahaprakash Lila for like 21 hours or so. Well, according to the relationship with what one has with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that will be revealed accordingly. So, one night when they were doing kirtan, somehow one of the sons of Shibash died. And this happened in a separate room where they were doing kirtan. And Shibash understood that something was wrong, so he went there and asked what's going on. Because there was a lot of crying. The ladies, they were all crying and crying and crying. And he saw that his son cried. So he pleaded to the ladies, "Please, I don't want to disturb my dear Lord. His unhappiness will also be my unhappiness. I want him to be happy and continue what he's doing, kirtan. And if you don't stop, something more will happen tragically. I will go jump in the Ganga and give up my life." Now, you don't want to do that, right? So please, hush. So he went back to the kirtan, and as if nothing happens. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everything is as the same. Now when it stopped, the kirtan stopped, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached Shibash. "My dear Shibash, in spite of our kirtan tonight, seemingly very, very blissful, but in my mind, something is troubling me. I'm not feeling the same. Why do you think is this so?" Shiva says, no, everything is fine. Nothing, everything is all right. Nothing happens." But then the devotees found out that Shiva's Pandit's son died. And Shiva's Thakur was summoned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, How can I give so much importance to these persons? No one else in the world that I can give so much importance to this person who, in spite of calamities or sufferings, he still wanted me to become happy. I cannot find any person like you. I cannot find. You're so special. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what really happened. Then he says his son died. And then they went to the room. And then when the Lord came to the room, he touched the boy. And the boy became alive again. He became alive again. And he says, "Yes, I have been to many, many species of life. I have many, many fathers and mothers. But in this lifetime, I felt so fortunate because I heard and have witnessed and have your darshan doing sankirtan. So I think that my life is now successful." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him more assurance that yes, you're very fortunate. You definitely attained the fulfillment of the goal of life, this human form of life. You will go back home, back to Godhead. There are more to this, but I'm just giving you a synopsis. Then after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that to the sun lay down again, and that's it. He's saying, like it was before. So Shiva's Pandit is very special. He's none other than Narad Muni. Narad Muni being the original interspace devotee. Interspace, outer space, all the space. Not a space out, but all space. You can go back and forth to the spiritual world without any visa or passport. All access, no problem. And he's always there at the right time, the right moment to expedite Krishna's pastimes. Even it says that the one who says that when Kamsa was driving the chariot of his sister Devaki and Vasudev, there was a word, some sound coming saying that, "You fool, you do not know that the eighth child of your sister will be the cause of your death." And we don't know who is that. But some says, I've heard, that is also Narad Muni. That is Narad Muni. So he's always there. He even told Kamsa, "Hey, you better kill all of these children. It doesn't matter who they are. Because you do not know, maybe one of them is also the one who will be the cause of your death." That was Narad Muni also. Now, why will he do that? Again, to expedite. This is Narad Muni. And as Prabhupada says, "I was cursed by the parents of my disciples to not able to stay in one place more than 3 days, just like Narad Muni, because I took away their children, just like Narad Muni took away the Hariyasvas, the son of Prajapati Daksha, right? And now I'm transferring this curse to my disciples, so that they're the one who will travel all over the world to spread Krishna consciousness." This is Srivas Pandit. This is Narad Muni. So now, boat festival. Now this boat festival is an eternal pastime of the Supreme Lord. It is also happening in the spiritual world, because there is also Govardhan Hill in the spiritual world, but much bigger. Much bigger. 500 million miles in diameter. 100 million miles in height. Now, that is almost unbelievable. But when Govardhan Hill came to the universe, the Govardhan Hill was 25 kilometers in height. Higher than the Himalayas. That's why Govardhan is the king of mountains. Even though we call Govardhan Hill, but now it's a hill, but before it's a big mountain. So there's a place in Govardhan called Manasaganga. Manasaganga means the lake Ganga, the original. That is the original Ganga. The Ganges lake or river that manifests from Lord Krishna's mind. So it's called Manasaganga. It is considered to be the eyes, because it is the center of Govardhan Hill. It extends across Govardhan Hill. In those days, 5,000 years ago, few miles. Now, very small. Small area. So, it says that Manasaganga, I have to go to Manasaganga, so because the pastimes happen in Manasaganga. And in many places, also in Yamuna, the boat festival. Vrindavan, Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in one of his books, says, anyone who hears the pastimes of Lord Krishna, these water pastimes, this boat festival, will wanted to, he will be stunned, and he will wanted to hear more and more and more and more about this. So Manasaganga is there, because Krishna killed a baby cow, a calf called Vatsasura. Yes? Yes, you read Krishna book? Of course. Vatsasura. So now, he was being proud to Radharani. Hey, I killed demon. But Radharani says, no, you cannot come close to us. You cannot be with us. No, 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 we don't want your association. He says, why? Well, because you killed a baby calf, demon. Krishna says, well, yes, that is a demon, but in pretension or camouflage as a cow, baby calf. So, no, 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 still you have to atone. So how can I do this? He said, you have to take bath in Ganga. But Ganga is 100 miles, so many miles. Says, what to do now? So Krishna was contemplating about Ganga, and lo and behold, Ganga appeared. The Ganga. So now, here is Ganga, I'm taking bath in this, and he told Radharani, I've done my part, so I can be with you now? No. How can you prove that this is Ganga? Well, okay, I can prove to you. Ganga Mai! Ganga Mai! So this call, Ganga came along on her carrier. Who is the carrier? Crocodile, right? Crocodile. And when the gopis and Radharani saw that there is Ganga, then they said, okay, you have proven that this is Ganga. So one day also, the friends, cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna and Krishna, they did some mischief. They blocked a waterfall because Govardhan Hill is full of waterfalls, full of caves, so many flowering trees, very beautiful. It's big. I remember when I first came here, 1987, in Vrindavan, I saw in front of our Krishna Balaram or Govardhan Ashram, I look at the Govardhan Hill, I was looking like this. But then, right now, I was looking like this. It's only 80 feet tall, the tallest. So, Lord Krishna, they blocked the waterfall to fall into the river. But somehow or other, it became flooded. The bridge crossing from side to side is now flooded. And the gopis now, they wanted to cross from one end to the other end with their milk products because they were going to sell these milk products. But somehow, it's getting late also, and they're looking for a boat to cross. They cannot find anyone except one boy who's wearing a red gamcha and a red, what do you call this? Paduka. Huh? Pagri. And there is only one last boat there, which is dilapidated. Dilapidated means it's really like almost going to break. So they don't have any choice, and they say, boatman, we want to cross. Going to the other side. I says, okay. Okay, the fee. What is the fee? And the boatman says, I'll choose some of your sweetmeats. That is good. That is good for me. But let me taste first. How is it? Okay, he tasted. And then, okay, promise I will be able to go get you there. I am, don't worry. I'm a very good boatman, and rest assured you will cross. So now, there is a hole in the boat, a very small. So when everyone loaded up all the paraphernalia, the milk sweets, the gopis, Srimati Radharani, the boat started to so much accumulation of water inside. So Krishna says, I think we have to throw some of your jewelries. Some of your jewelries. But before we do that, I would like to have some of your sweetmeats again. I'm getting hungry. So they fed him. And after feeding him, the boatman says, no, I'm feeling a little tired. So let me just lie down for a little bit. And then the gopis were very worried about this water increasing. Then when the boatman woke up, he says, I think we have to throw some of this milk sweets out. And then after some time, it's still not enough. I think you have to throw out your ornaments, your jewelries, and so on. Then the boatman says, oh, we're still sinking. I think we have to throw your clothes. He says, no, you go as fast as possible, otherwise we will be the one who will throw you out. We will throw you out. So now he started to row again. And now there's some kind of clouds. Rain clouds started to appear. It became so dark that Krishna was thinking, that he was saying to the gopis that, hey, this is very, very difficult now. Do you know all of you, you know how to swim? The gopis says, no, not really. Because it's very deep. Manasaganga is very deep in those days. So the boatman says, okay, just hold on tight and we will try to cross as much as possible. So rain started to come, really thunder and lightning. And somehow or other, Radharani became so afraid that she took hold of Krishna's shoulder and embraced the boatman. And of course, in the story, they didn't know that that was Krishna. But then, as soon as Radharani touched on the hip, that there is some flute, she took it out, and then immediately she understood that this boatman is none other than Lord Krishna. And somehow they crossed and they performed more and more pastimes. So this is only one. In Gopal Champo, Srila Jiva Goswami explains more and other Vaishnava literature performing this boat pastime of the Supreme Lord along with his eternal associates, the gopis. I will stop here now because it is getting late. But as much as possible, we try to understand in the proper perspective, again, these five chapters of the Rasa Lila dance. We cannot imitate Krishna to have many, many girlfriends. Otherwise, it will prolong our stay in the material world. And more sufferings and pain will be there. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. You can question me later.